I started with Cresta Silks.
So what was your official title at Cresta?
Financial accountant.
So what were your main duties?
To look after the prepare figures of all sorts of types of sales and other information. To look after what we called the nominal ledger, which recorded all the activities of the company, and to help prepare the annual and monthly accounts and other financial information as required. Every week I prepared the sales figures for all the branches throughout the United Kingdom, the previous equivalent week's sales in the preceding year, and the up or down as the case may be in a certain percentage. And as the years progressed, of course, not only did you show the month sales, but you showed the cumulative sales for the year with differences in percentages. These were prepared once a week on the Monday, covering the previous Monday to Saturday. Of course, on this sales report, the previous year's sales were also reported to show how we were doing for the current years against the previous financial year. We had approximately 60 shops of various sizes throughout the United Kingdom, including two in Scotland, Glasgow and Edinburgh, and the rest throughout the United Kingdom, Cornwall, Wales and so on. We had a very, very excellent distribution system. The materials were made in Garden City, in their factory in Garden City, of which Mrs. Flay was a design director. Peter Smith was a materials buyer, and Alfred Feldman, F-E-L-D-M-A-N, was the factory workshop manager, all highly skilled.
So was this material that was sent out as material or as finished garments?
No, Peter Smith bought the materials. He travelled all over the continent buying materials he thought were suitable, and they were designed and made in Garden City.
Right.
We also bought out finished garments of a very high quality to certain manufacturers, which were renowned for their designs and the quality of their product. So we had two types of garments: those we manufactured and designed ourselves, and those we bought out. We had a transport, we had a distribution centre as well as a factory in the Garden City. A distribution centre collected all the garments in the stockroom, and then they were organised as to which branch they would go to. And we had several large vans, for want of a better name, travelling all over the United Kingdom, taking new garments for stock and sale. Also a system of transferring merchandise from one shop to another, which the vans did as well. I think generally the vans did two journeys a week, and we had several vans, so United Kingdom was covered extensively.